Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hi, this is the Diva of Duel weekly podcast, and we're going to talk all things Diva of Duel, all things Days of Our Lives. And this is Anna, and I believe we have Carrie on. And can the Diva hear me?
Yes,
there you are.
I can hear you.
We had a little technical issue. Finally let me in. Sorry for the cough ahead of time. Carrie, we can find Carrie at Diva of Duel on Twitter. And also on Facebook. Do you have any other places you want to tell people where you can find you?
Facebook. We have the Facebook page, Diva Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can subscribe to our page at iTunes. And iTunes, you'll get automatically the show will be downloaded for you. So you don't miss anything.
Yeah, this is cool. I've got it on my phone, and it's nice because it has all our old interviews and everything, all the past interviews that we've done, and all that good stuff. So it's fun to listen to some of those go back in time. All righty, and you can find me at Cozy Hooch on Twitter. And not sure if Mama Hooch is going to be able to join us tonight, not looking likely at this point. So you can find her at Mama_Hooch on Twitter. And let's see, Happy New Year to everybody. Hopefully all of our New Year's aren't starting out as poorly as the Demiras. let's see, or most of the Demiras, I guess I should say. Let's see, where shall we begin? What do you think we should start with? Because we've missed a few weeks with the holidays and everything. I mean, basically, Theo came out of a coma. On Christmas Day. That was neat.
Yeah, that was anybody didn't see that episode when he woke
so
up. Oh, my. It was so good. And James Reynolds just absolutely freaking killed me. The entire episode,
yes.
That's the episode he forgave JJ, and at the same time, the children were singing. So they had Eric dressed up as Santa. Like, oh my gosh, wow! I mean, I would sit on his lap. Let's put it that way.
You would sit anywhere on him.
He didn't have to be dressed as Santa. I'll still sit on his lap. I don't care what he's dressed as. If he dressed as Rudolph, that's fine. I'll sit on his lap. Even my mom said he is the best looking guy on the show.
he's a hottie, that's for sure, definitely.
Yes, Eric dressed as Santa. Jennifer was reading the Christmas story. And I think they were singing Silent Night, and that's when Theo woke up. So it was just an awesome episode, and oh my gosh, so good.
Yeah. So let's see. I've seen some of the episodes, and I had to skip some of save them some of them for later. So last I saw, he's still in the hospital. Send him to rehab or anything, or is he still in the hospital as far as
he's Kayla told him that I guess you say his muscles atrophied some. So she's saying he needs stem cells and therapy in South Africa. And she's saying it might take a year, and Ava actually seemed kind of cool about it, and Theo is seriously freaking out. So I'm not sure why Kayla thought it'd be a good idea to send a kid with autism to an entirely different country where he knows no one. That's like probably one of the worst things you could do to someone with autism is send them in a strange environment by themselves. So, right. Yeah, that really didn't make any sense. And I really don't understand why the show let Kyler Prentice go. So I thought he was very good, and he was consistently.
Did someone say that he's back already, or what? I'm trying to think if I heard that somewhere, maybe.
Oh, I did hear he was back already, but that young bunch that came at that time with Sarah and Claire and Chase and Theo, and I thought Kyler was one of the better actors out of that whole group.
Oh, yeah. He's really.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was really good.
He's so good, because he walks that fine line of, I mean, he's just done a great job with, you know, the autism, being able to have a, you know, show a positive way that, you know, he's progressed, that he can have a great life, and he's doing wonderful. He's a great example. You know, his character, I'm sure, is a great example to a lot of people, and he's just adorable, let's just face it. So, So I hope he comes back. So that was great. And also, during all that, he covered for Kate when he gave his statement about why he was trying to break into that place, and said he wanted to do it by himself, or it was his idea or whatever. And then Chad got all over Kate about what a coward she was. And so she confessed to Abe that, while Chad was watching, she very authentically, it was genuine. In other words, it wasn't like mm-hmm. she was just doing a Kate, you know, like a Kate manipulation thing. It was legit. She, cause she feels horrible. She looks at Theo as like her grandson and stuff, you know, and it was so cute when he said something, you know, she said something like, wasn't it that she said something to him like, why did you cover for me? And Theo's like, well, I remember when you were so nice to me when I spilled champagne all over you when I was a little kid at Grandpa Nano Senior wedding, and you were so sweet to me, and you just, you know, that was such a sweet scene. Oh, it was just so
mm-hmm.
sweet. And I just love the way the writers, it just, like we've said over and over again, the way the writers bring out the history. It just makes
mm-hmm.
every scene and every storyline so much richer when we do that,
mm-hmm.
when they do that. I just love that. And those little things mean a lot, because I remember those. You know, I remember when she married Stefano and all,
mm-hmm.
how much she loved Theo as a little boy and everything and stuff. So anyway, so she felt really bad. She confesses to Abe that, you know, she in fact did send him over there and how horrible she feels and everything. And she didn't want Theo to feel like he had a cover for her. And so she, of course, was thinking she's going to be sent into prison pretty fast. So she agrees to go to Andre. In another scene, asks her to go to the New Year's Eve party with him that Abigail's throwing. And she says, well, I might as well go out with a bang, you know, since I'm going to probably be going to prison for half my life, you know, the rest of my life. So she agrees to go with him. But in the meantime, Abe, you know, like we've always said, they always portray the Demiras as such bad, evil people. But, of course, all the good people of Salem that work at the cop shop or the mayor's office, they always manage to make sure that the, you know, the sins of the Hortons, Carvers, and Brady's get covered up just fine as well. So it's kind of funny. I mean, I'm glad that it did in this case, but it is kind of funny how. So Abe basically he reinstated Hope and then told her that Theo, you know, that basically, yep, Theo's statement's the same, but, you know, he went on his own, and Hope's like, well, I think this case is closed then. And so he shows up at the Demira Mansion and tells Kate that while, you know, she's off the hook, he as far as they're concerned, you know, nobody knows that she was involved, but that he needs, you know, they need to make sure that Theo stays the heck away from Demira Enterprises completely. So anyway, so yay, now Kate's not going to have to go to jail and wear orange. And because Andre had told her earlier in the year that orange didn't look good on her, and so that's why. So he had to rescue her because of that. So anyway, okay. So we kind of wanted to kind of cover some of the different pieces, but let you take it from there.
Well, you know what? One thing that kind of bugged me with the whole CEO thing was the show kind of forgot. Because Hope's been kind of on the weird Hope Island for the last couple years. And
who has? What it has?
Hope has been on her own little island the last couple years with storylines.
Uh-huh,
and Hope was practically like a second mother to Theo. I mean,
that's
it's
true.
Like the show forgot that Hope and Lexi were basically best friends.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yes, it's
you're right. They did not
Sierra,
bring that out.
And Sierra and Theo were best friends the entire time they were growing up. So it just seemed like Hope was more concerned about JJ than she was about Theo. I don't even remember if she even visited him in the hospital. So
that was kind of a miss. That part was a miss. You're right. But
was
she even at
the
vigil?
The
they had that vigil for him.
No, but actually, the only time I think I remember her seeing her around Abe is when Abe fired her.
Oh, yeah.
I barely remember that. Yeah, but she should have, you know, I guess because of that she didn't console him. It just seemed like she was too far removed from the situation. And I think it didn't make any sense to me, but she's known Theo since he was born. So I didn't really I really didn't get why she wasn't involved.
Oh, strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So let's see. So I guess quickly we could kind of tie up the whole Trip, Claire, Sierra, Theo thing. Sierra comes back with like a ball of fire, and she's determined to make sure that she gets back with Theo, and she realizes that Trip has a crush on Claire, so she's like, hey, you know, you and I can work together to get what we want. And he kind of gets on board with it, and he lies to Claire and says, hey, our boss is mad. You need to get in here. We're swamped. And so she has to leave Theo's side at the hospital, and then that leaves the window for Sierra to go over there and profess her love to Theo and all that. But Trip, being the good guy that he is, he couldn't quite hold that in. He didn't want to do that. He felt like he was forced into it. And so when Claire got to work, he was basically like, look, the reason that the boss was surprised you were here was she wasn't actually mad. She didn't expect you to come. I made that whole thing up. Sierra asked me to, blah, blah, blah. So Claire hightails it back to the hospital. And she, of course, eavesdrops on Sierra and Theo. And basically, Sierra pours her heart out to Theo, and Theo's like, hey, you'll always be my best friend, but, you know, hey, I wouldn't want to cheat on Claire because I love her, and you'll always be my best buddy, but, you know, I'm in love with Claire. So kind of backfired on her, so now Sierra's, like, having a rough time. let's see. So she was basically rejected, and then now Trip, you know, I don't know where that leaves poor Trip, because, I mean, what's her name? Claire seems like she really loves Theo right now, so I guess we'll see.
Trip's cute. He's a stand-up guy. Why isn't Sierra going for him?
I love him. I know. I love Trip. I think he's adorable. So I think the actor's really good, too. So, and then I didn't get to see... I only got to see a few scenes with Sunny and Will, but it looks like has Will agreed to move in with Sunny, but I know he has feelings for Paul. He still doesn't remember anybody. And doesn't he like kiss Paul or something, or don't they get together or something somehow? Okay. So there's that triangle going on, right?
Yeah, so Will moves in with
Sunny. Fill in the blanks on that one.
Yeah, Will moves in with Sunny at the Kiriakis Mansion. It's nice that Ariana's been there a lot, so it was kind of cool to see her. So, Sonny takes him to the Demira New Year's Eve party that Abby threw for Chad, as Chad's supposed to be the CEO again. And with Kate departing from that position. And so they go to the party, and Will's just kind of not into it at all. And he leaves. Mm-hmm. And he goes back to the square, and he sees Paul there. And Paul's dressed. Yes, they're doing a midnight fun run. I never heard of such a thing. I don't know why anybody would want to go running at midnight on New Year's Eve. That doesn't sound like fun to me. I mean, seriously, what the hell?
Sounds like torture run.
Yeah, sounds like you're supposed to get drunk and kiss. That's what you're supposed to do New Year's Eve. Yeah, it's a party night, not a. Seriously, how square do you have to be to go for a run on New Year's Eve? So basically, Will kissed him. So Will kissed Paul, and of course, Paul tells his dad, and then. Will comes home and Sonny's making plans like they're still a couple. Like Sonny's practically in denial that Will doesn't remember him. I mean, it's like that mm-hmm. bad. And mm-hmm. basically, Will just flat out dumps him. So, then he confesses again that him and Paul kissed, and Sonny assumed that Paul came on to Will, and Will's like, no, Will's one who came on to Paul. So that's where that triangle is at. And Paul doesn't know what the hell to do, because he's actually still in love with Sonny, and then he's got Will kissing on him. So it's so funny, because in this triangle, basically, Paul wants Sonny, Sonny wants Will wants Paul.
So nobody's happy.
So no one's happy. Everybody's sexually frustrated at this point. So, yeah. At this point, I got to say, though, too, I'm cheering for Harita. I'm just not feeling Paul and Sonny anymore. But Sonny's been a bit of a douche lately. And I think, mm-hmm. Will and Paul have much better chemistry than Will and Sonny. Or Paul and Buddy. So I'm kind of on the Harita side of the triangle.
Harita. I love it.
Yeah. Keep up with that name, but yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is. Harita. Let's see. And then, okay, so like sort of the big thing that happened was well, first of all, there were some really adorable scenes with Abigail privately telling Andre that she thinks that he's in love or has feelings for Kate. And so mm-hmm. she kind of brings him along a little bit and encourages him to bring Kate to the party and that he needs to tell her how he feels or, like, show her how he feels or something, you know, like kiss her at the New Year's Eve when the clock strikes midnight or something. So she's encouraging that. And I have to say, I don't really think that – I'm not really always digging the Abigail and Chad chemistry, but I love – I've always loved the relationship that Andre and Abigail have, and that they were just adorable. Like, she, you know, it was almost like they were – like Andre was a teenager again, you know? It was so cute. And I kind of like that about all the – like, with Jenna – like, with all of these people, like – with Jennifer and Eric and, you know, Kate Andre. And it's like, oh, does he like me? Does she like me? You know, it was kind of cute. It's like, you know, it's even if you've, you know, been on this earth a lot longer than, you know, teenagers, you still have those issues. So it's cute that they're, you know, they're all kind of angsty and everything. But anyway, So Kate and Andre do go to the party and everything. And Andre leans in, you know, they were sitting at this table and Andre leans over and he does kiss her and she does not push him away. She seems to be fully participating in it. And so they do kiss at midnight. And so, you know, that's, you know, moving forward, I guess you could say. But now, and then you want to talk about Vivian and Stefan coming in?
Yeah, so Vivian crashes the party, and she said, you know, she has her plus one coming in. And it's Stefan. And the story, I'm actually not buying he's a demure at all. And I'll say why. But she's claiming that she was impregnated by Stefano when they were married and didn't tell him. She said she was told the baby died at birth, and Yvonne actually took the baby and adopted him out. And Stefan's real name is Sam something or other, I can't really remember, but he's a corporate raider, which, wow, that isn't that just a funny coincidence? He's a corporate raider, and Vivian found him and told him about Stefano, so he changed his name to Stefan Octavius DeMiro, so everybody's calling him Stefan O, so which is, it's absolutely get real annoying real quick, let me tell you.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So Stefan O, what's his middle name supposed to be?
Octavius.
What's the O? I mean, oh, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what Stefan named himself. He named himself Stefan Octavius.
Oh, jeez.
His real name is Sam something or other. So,
brother.
Yeah, so behind everyone's backs, they basically talked to the board, and the board decided to have Stefan be the new CEO of DeMira. They announced all this on New Year's Eve. And while they're at the mansion, there was one scene I thought was hilarious. Abigail, they were talking about doing a DNA test, but Stefan produces his own, and I guess he already showed it to everybody at the board. Well, everybody decided that they want to do their own paternity test at the hospital. So Abigail actually goes up to Stefan and yanks a piece of hair out of his head. That was so funny. So that was just hilarious.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, so Kate, Andre, and Vivian take the piece of hair to the hospital to get it tested. Andre volunteers, which I thought was a little shady. Of course, the spoiler already came out that Andre's involved with the whole scheme with Vivian and Stefan. But, to watch and make sure that nothing happens with this paternity test. And Keith sniped a bit with Kayla about she wanted to get done as soon as possible. And in the meantime, Stefan's at the mansion, and he tells Chad and Abigail that he knows they took out a huge mortgage to keep the house after Sammy ran off with all that money. And Stefan just happens to own the bank that owns the mortgage. So basically he's threatening to keep them out, kick them out, and keep the house for himself. But he decides not to let them stay in the house. So in the meantime, Kate goes to Salem PD, and wants Vivian arrested, hopes that there's no warrants out for Vivian, so we can't arrest her for anything. And then Kate, Vivian, and Andrea all come back and say Stefano's son. And Stefan wants Andre to run Cal's Wilmina with Kate assisting him, and they agree to that. He wants Chad to be his, vice president, and Chad basically was hell no, and he wanted to keep Abigail in head of PR, and since Chad quit, Abigail quit too, and they leave in a huff. And then you see them at back at the Doug's place, and they're drinking. It's like basically early New Year's Day, and they're drinking, and they decide to play good cop, bad cop, and they were going to have Abigail go go back to work to, with Demir just to get inside information on what's going on so they can try to steal a company back off of Stefan. And they tell someone that's the plan. I think I don't know if it's Kate or not, but Kate wants Andre to work with her to try to get the company back. And these are the last scene on Friday. You see that Andre and Vivian plotted this whole thing all along.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But see, there's that scene right before Vivian comes in where he says, "Father." He looks at the picture. He's like, "Father, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to keep Demir, you know, to keep this in the family or whatever." So that kind of made me think. And then Vivian walks in. So, you know, maybe it's going to turn out that he's punking Vivian in the end. You know what I mean? You never know. But
yeah, I think he probably is. So, but yeah, I seriously doubt that Andre trusts Vivian and stuff, and I seriously doubt they trust him. So, and for what Teo said, I think this is so Harper Digest interview, he just feels like the company should have been his all along and not Chad's. That was his motivation.
Yeah.
And I can understand that. And seriously, Chad really has done nothing as the head of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it feels like he's been doing nothing but honeymooning for a couple months.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been, you know, and then Chad's been a bit of an asshole, I think. I mean, he just seems like he's constantly ripping on Kate. And
I know, I don't like that, because Kate's been like a mom to him, so,
yeah,
you know.
He's the closest thing he's had to a mom since his mother died. She's always, I mean, she did not have to step up to the she did not have to step up and take care of him. Because, I mean, you know, when he first met Chad, he was, you didn't realize it, but he was about to be a father in high school. So,
right.
So you go from that to now, you know, I don't even remember if Chad went to college for a year or not. Now, you know, he's her boss.
Mm-hmm.
He's treating her like crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand him being mad about how she put, you know, Thea up to break into that building. But I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's really acting like a pompous ass, in my opinion. So that's how he gets Demira. And then another Demira shows up on Friday. Blonde one. On Friday's episode. Friday. Eric shows up at the. Yes, our other favorite Anna. Our other favorite Anna. Eric shows up at the pub, and Roman's there, and he hears Anna say, "Oh, I'm
dressed."
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I must have lost my."
Roman's trying to put his shirt on.
Yeah, I must have lost my earring in your bedroom.
In your bed.
Eric.
In your bed.
Like, oh my God. Yeah, in your bed.
I know. And Eric's like, "Okay, then." That was cute.
Yeah, that's
oh,
it. Yeah, it's always embarrassing when you get busted like that by a family member. That's pretty embarrassing.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
yeah.
That was cute. I liked it.
But it was funny because, like, Anna's in town for one episode, and she already broke up a couple. I'll see what happens after that. Yeah, so Anna kind of disappears for a bit, and then she comes in, and she walks in on Eric saying basically he misses Nicole, and she was his first love. This Roman's trying to get him to start dating Jennifer, and he's not really too sure, but he feels like, you know, Jennifer's been through a lot, too. And
mm-hmm.
Anna goes outside, runs into Jennifer, and basically tells Jennifer that, Eric loves and misses Nicole. So,
yeah, I only heard part of that conversation, but it sounded like he was saying he was still in love with Nicole and that she was the only person he could ever love and whatever, you know, just poured it on. Just right as Jennifer was finally getting the confidence to talk to Eric about her feelings and his feelings. So now, of course, she's going to block that, you know, unknowingly. But I'm glad, though, it doesn't seem like they're writing Anna as ditzy as they did the last few times that she's been on. Did you get that feeling that she's funny but not like a total airhead? Like, At least I hope not. But, I mean, but of course she caused trouble not knowing, because she didn't know, really. I mean, she wouldn't have said that to Jennifer had she known that Jennifer and Eric were, you know, kind of dating, you know. She just heard that part of the conversation, not realizing how significant it was to Jennifer. So, of course, so that's going to cause some, that's going to cause some angst. So I'm good with angst. But they are really cute together. I have to admit, I like Eric and Jennifer. I didn't know if I was going to like that, but I do like them together. They are cute. Yeah. And the, but she can never wear that bun on the top of her head again like she did for New Year's Eve ever. She just can never do that.
No, that needs to be banned permanently.
Yeah, permanently. Yeah.
I like that couple, but yeah, I do see a lot of hate for that couple online. People think they don't have any chemistry, and I think they do. Yeah,
well, they're
still have
friends right now.
Yeah,
and
they're still in the
friends,
though.
I mean, I'm glad, too. When they were talking about going out for New Year's Eve, I was like, oh, crap, isn't that when Eric, you know, when Daniel got out? And I'm glad they brought that up, you know, that maybe this will be a good healing, you know, time or whatever, you know, so. Because, you know, in the past, with past head writers and creative consultants, which we didn't really have till, thankfully, Sherry came back and Ryan's been moved to that role, that actually watched the show, they probably wouldn't have said anything. And we would have all been going, this is so annoying. Like 2 years ago, Daniel died on that day. And not that I cared about Daniel, but, you know, it was somebody that, you know, was significant, and it was a huge, huge part of Eric's life that it, you know, and Jennifer's was directly affected.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. So I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad that they made sure to mention that and everything. So, and I have not seen it yet. I have not gone back and seen it yet, but we did not talk about JJ's episode. And I don't know if you saw but if you want to talk about that, because I saw the after effects where things were kind of being pieced back together, but I didn't see that. I guess it was kind of like a standalone episode on like the Wednesday before Christmas, I think, or something. Or and I have not gone back and watched that yet. But if you, I don't know if you want to, if you care to mention anything about that.
Sure. JJ calls his mom, tells him he's not coming over for Christmas Eve for the doing the ornaments. And, you know, the Horton Christmas party. And by the way, if you go to Eli's, I can't remember his real name. I can see it.
Lamont's.
Yeah, he posts this funny blooper where Galen Garen's supposed to go, walk in and say, where's Gabby? And instead he just walks in and Lamont's just looking at him like, you know, shut up, man. You know, Galen's like, what? And he's, you know, he's telling you, you know, he's like, you only had to say where's Gabby. He's like, oh, I thought I was supposed to say that later. So he posted that blooper on Twitter, and it's so funny. Galen only had to say, where's Gabby? That was his whole line, was where's Gabby?
That was his
line. He did walk into... Yeah.
Was Lamont shirtless at the time when he did that?
No.
Even Galen could get distracted by that. I mean, I know I wouldn't be able to remember my lines. Anyway, hey, just wanted to make sure. I just brought Marianne, was able to come in, so she's online. Are you there, Marianne?
Hi. Yeah, I was listening.
Hi there.
Good. Hi.
Okay.
I'm like half dead, but yeah, I figured I'd call in real quick. Yeah, we got home about 15 minutes ago. Like, I'm falling here. So I don't know what
Karen
you guys talked
about.
I heard you were talking about
episode,
JJ.
Yeah, but if you want, do you need to go? Do you want to just say a few things about the Andre thing? Because I hadn't said I hadn't repeated what you.
Oh, okay, about Andre. Yeah, I was just thinking, I didn't see today's episode, Friday's episode, I'm sorry. Yeah, so I know that's when it all came out, so I didn't see it, but I've heard that he's, it's come out that he is working with Vivian, and so did he declare his love for Kate today? Was that on? I'm thinking.
Yeah, he did.
But do you think that it's all, I mean, is he really falling for Kate, or is he still being just playing her?
I don't know, he seems kind of genuine, don't you think? He's acting like he's genuine.
He has been, but I didn't know now that he's setting them all up, if this has all been just,
well, see,
just
here,
playing.
Okay, but Marianne, one of the things, since I think it was Friday's episode, he's in the living room and he looks at father's picture and her portrait, and he says, "Father, I'm determined to do whatever I have to do to keep Demira Enterprises in the family." And so it's right after that Vivian comes in, and then she shuts the door behind her, and then they're talking and he's still acting like he doesn't really know her. And so she goes, you can calm down now, because nobody else, we're here alone. And then he lets his guard down about like, okay, so then it's obvious, you know, they're working together. So I was just mentioning to Carrie, maybe he's working with Vivian and Stefan, but not really on their side, using them perhaps. You know, because why else did he have that scene?
Yes.
Right. Why else would he have, right, Carrie? Weren't you saying you thought maybe?
I mean, it could go that way. I said,
It could, yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I could.
Yeah,
be
because
wrong.
At first, when he first came back, everyone thought, "Oh, he's not. You know, he has an agenda." Mm-hmm. And then as it went on, feel it showed like he was genuinely caring for Abby, generally getting along with Chad, falling for Kate, and he was really changing. And now it seems like they flipped it, and he's going back to that side. But
if they
really
write him to be horrible, like genuinely horrible, that I'll be so pissed. If he's all doing this for a bigger picture reason, I could accept it, but I'd be really pissed if the writers messed it up.
Because then that messes up Condre, which was really going in a great direction.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing with Abigail
and
his relationship
really,
with Abigail.
Like, Kate was really. When he told her how he felt about her, and that, you know, he felt like there was potential for them to have like a real marriage, and all, you could tell she was touched, but she basically was not ready yet. Like, she's like, I've just got to do some thinking, kind of thing. So you could tell it got to her, but she didn't just like jump into his arms. You know, she's has to be cautious, because look at all the crap she's been through before. You know, so.
Right.
But I thought it was very
another...
well written.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to see it yet. That's what I want to see, is that the scene between them two. So I have to see that yet.
Yeah.
But another thing that's going to piss me off, if he is on that side, and also you could say there's rumors out there that he's the one that gets killed. That they brought in a new Demira, supposedly. I guess we don't really know for sure if he really is or he isn't, because with that DNA testing, if it was Andre and Vivian, it could be they just brought him
Carrie's
in posing as a Demira. She said
Diva
he's not a Demira,
buying that he's a Demira.
Okay, which is
right
what I'm thinking also.
Right,
okay.
Oh, he's not a Demira, no way.
Okay, good. That's what I was thinking, but then I'm thinking, because I would really be pissed if he turns out to be, and they brought in another yet younger son, and passed up Andre
twice, and Teo twice, for younger people. Exactly.
Younger guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Where
I agree.
Now, if he is behind this and he's in like this, I can understand why he's doing this, because he feels that he's rightfully entitled to that instead of Chad, which he was. There's all kinds of there's twists and turns in this, so you don't know like what's coming down the line. So it's interesting. Yeah. So
I did notice when Vivian put her hands on his on his shoulders, she on Friday's show, he took them off.
So he took them
Carrie,
off.
Carrie, did you notice that?
What was that one?
Carrie,
was that in a loving
Carrie,
way or what?
That?
No.
When Vivian, she wasn't doing it in a sexual way, but she put her hands on his shoulders, like we're on the same
like
team, buddy, kind of thing. And he
Oh, okay.
took them off. Didn't he?
Okay. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought she was kind of coming on to them or acting like they were a couple.
A little bit, yeah.
That's what I was like, wondering.
Hell no.
But,
yeah.
See, and that makes me think he really does care about Kate, and he doesn't like anything going with Vivian, you know? That's
yeah.
what I think.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
interesting. I'll have to watch for that.
Yeah.
While I watch
yeah,
it.
It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Next week when you actually
yeah.
watch it, yeah. So,
yeah.
We know you're tired and all.
I just wanted
now,
to
so.
Add and say that
all
about
right.
that. So, yeah. Okay. Well,
thanks.
We'll talk to you guys
thanks
again.
For calling. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. So, Carrie, you were going to talk about JJ's and then I think it looks like Jen's here, so we'll bring her on here in a second. But why don't you go ahead and share about JJ?
Right, he started writing goodbye letters to all of his loved ones.
Oh, gosh.
And then Gabby shows up, and she figures out what he's going to do. And obviously she just let him do it, and she ends up getting him to see reason and to try to go get some help. And they climb into bed together, but she's just there to, you know, make sure he's safe and comfort him. And then Lonnie walks in and sees them in bed together, but they didn't realize that she saw that she saw them. They were just hugging, basically, in bed. But I think JJ might have been shirtless, and Gabby had a t-shirt on. So she goes mm-hmm. and squeals to Eli, and she kind of exaggerates a bit about what she saw. And she was about ready to she was over there trying to win JJ back. So Eli and Lani had sex. Because Eli's.
I didn't see that episode, but I thought it looked hot. The flashback looked hot.
Yeah, but the whole thing is kind of weird because Eli never had sex with Gabby. So they were still kind of in the friend zone. And Lani
yeah.
and JJ had broken up like a month before.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, so Gabby really didn't cheat on Eli. Or, you know, and so,
Eli didn't really,
Lonnie,
yeah.
Yeah, and Lonnie leaves, and then Gabby comes over. She takes the bullets, and she takes the gun and the bullets and gives them to Eli. She wanted to keep them away from JJ. And he basically accused her of cheating on him, and then she tells him what happened. Like, I was just trying to stop him from killing himself. But Eli does not confess he slept with Lonnie.
Right.
He kept that to himself.
And also, then he really feels bad because then Gabby tells him that she chose to go with Kate with her business. And
mm-hmm.
he's like, well, I mean, didn't Eve offer you like a better deal or better perks or whatever? She's like, yeah, but she's like, I trust Kate. Trust is really important to me. And for whatever weird reason, I trust Kate. So then so that was like, oh, you can see his little brain going, oh, crap. Because trust
yeah.
is really important. And I totally screwed Lonnie and didn't tell Gabby. So, yeah. So, So some interesting ramifications from that whole deal, but I heard that the episode was really good, that JJ was featured
mm-hmm.
in, you know, that Casey Moss did, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, hey, let's bring Jen's been waiting patiently. Let me bring her in.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, Jen. Hey there.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
You too. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Cool. It was nice with family in. And Carrie, you went out of town, didn't you?
Yeah, I was in Charlotte for a week.
Ooh, yeah. And Jen, how was yours?
Nice and quiet.
Oh, good. Those are
yep.
nice. Those are very nice. Good,
oh, yeah.
good. So did you get buried under, did you get hit by the bomb cyclone or anything? Oh, gosh.
Yep, we got it.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So I'm dying to know what you think of the whole Stefan, all that stuff.
Well, I know him as Nicholas Cassadine, and yeah. I'm
and
loving him.
He will always be Nicholas Cassadine. Oh, so you're loving it, huh?
Yeah, he so needs to share scenes with Stephen Nichols.
Oh, see, I didn't see it. Watch General Hospital when they were on together. So
yeah, he played Stefan.
I was going to say, didn't he play Stefan when?
Yeah,
that's funny. That's funny.
When he played Nicholas, he actually slept with Catherine, who was played by Mary Beth Evans.
Oh my goodness! Oh boy.
What do you guys think of Roman and Anna?
So cute. Oh, that was
definitely
really
random.
Hey, if we can't have Tanya, give me Roman and Anna.
Yeah.
Well, I was glad that you know, Roman was getting some, and that's always nice for Roman because he gets neglected a lot. Yeah, he's kind of been pining away for Kate, but Kate's with Andre right now, and so it was kind of funny because it was like, back in 2007, didn't they, like, screw around first before they went trying to find Tony and everything?
Yep.
Didn't he and Anna, like, so this is kind of a pattern for them.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway. It's like, I still don't get how Anna and Chris Kosacek can do that, but, you know. No, but it was cute, and I liked how he's like, well, it was helping him to kind of get the ball rolling again, you know, kind of thing. Like,
yep.
And Eric's like, okay, I get it. Did you like the Kate and Andre scenes?
Yeah. I'm not happy he's Stefano. I wanted him to be Tony and Anna's.
I know.
That would have been perfect.
Well, okay,
because
here's something. He has a hair. They took the hair sample, but that doesn't necessarily say, like, because they weren't matching it to Stefano's direct DNA, was it? Wasn't it just matching it to Demira DNA?
Yeah, hopefully he is Tony's.
So he could be somebody else's, but Vivian, of course, is claiming him, so who knows. But she has a tendency to claim other people's kids, though. Look at Philip.
Yep, and Nicholas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I like Tyler Christopher. I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to give him a shot. I just don't like the idea of another Demira coming in and taking over for where Andre should be. But I'm willing to try to let it ride. I hear there's going to be a lot of good story coming, so I'm willing to try to go along for the ride, I guess, is where I'm at with it.
Yeah, and I got a question on the Jack appearance. What father in his right mind gives his son a pen from Harper Devereaux?
Gives himself what?
No, gave JJ a pen that belonged to Harper Devereaux.
Oh.
What father in the right mind would do that?
I don't know. Harper Devereaux?
Yeah.
Who is
Jack?
Who is that?
Harper is Jack's father. He was a murderer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh,
and a
gosh.
Rapist.
Holy cow. Oh, jeez. Okay. I was thinking Harper Devereaux was his. I mean, I was thinking his biological dad was awful. I didn't realize it was his adopted dad. Okay. I gotcha.
Oh, Duke was awful, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they had two awful guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't
Harper
remember the
and Angelica were married, and they raised Jack.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
And Harpo tried to kill Kayla.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
God, that's reaching back.
Yeah.
Good point, though. That is a good point.
Like,
I didn't see that. I didn't see it, though.
Wrong. Yeah, I'm like, what the heck is wrong with you? I would have burnt everything of that guy.
You there, Carrie?
I'm sorry, what was going on?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Hello? Okay. Okay. Jen was asking about the scenes of, where Dak gave JJ the pen.
Harper. Yeah, I caught you. I was saying that. Yeah. Harper wasn't a good guy, but I don't think JJ might not have known that. You know,
yeah.
So they might not have filled him in. But because Harper was.
So Jack appears as a ghost.
JJ should know that he was a serial killer. Harper was a serial killer.
Jeez.
Maybe JJ does know that about Grandpa.
Oh gosh.
But
lovely.
But it was kind of the moral of the story, you know. It was just to encourage JJ to, you know, succeed.
Yeah.
And have some pride in his accomplishments and stuff. So, I mean, it's still a cute story.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. Now, was it Jack as a ghost?
Yeah.
No,
they
were flashbacks.
Okay, I was trying to figure.
They were fake.
Flashbacks. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense then. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question, Jen. That's a good question.
Well, we got so excited about Matt Asher coming back to the show. I had no idea. It was literally for one episode, and he was doing fake facts flashbacks. We never had any episodes between Casey and Matthew because Jack's character died, and then JJ came over from England. So we never had any scenes when Jack was alive. So they gave us a bunch of fake ones. So I mean, it's nice to see, Matt Asher, but still, it was a little weird.
Any other thoughts, Jen?
I'm loving Eric and Jen. And as much as I like Jen, I wanted to smack her.
Let's see. So, I mean, I think there's definite potential there. I do.
Oh, what do you
I
think
don't
of...
I the same kind of...
Huh?
What?
What do you guys think of Chloe and Stefan?
I don't know. What did they have scenes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought Lucas and Chloe were going to get together or something.
I know.
I haven't seen Lucas
too,
in a while.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Lucas in a while. Of course, I've missed some episodes, so I've got. I'm trying to go back and watch some of them.
Yeah.
So.
He wasn't on this week.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I guess it could work, maybe. I don't know. But, there was, I don't think, did we talk about how Rafe went over to Sierra's, to the apartment and was like, look, I realize you're upset, da-da-da-da. And then they, you know, basically she confirms that she did hear him
yep.
telling Sammy in the park that we can't tell Hope, you know, Hope can't know about the fact that we slept together. So they were hashing all that out. And then Hope comes in unknowing, not realizing. And, you know, I don't know. He told Sierra, well, let me, please don't be the one to tell her. Let me be the one. And then he says, although... Like, I can't remember how he explained it, but it was a total, like, guy reasoning, like, you know, well, we were kind of broken up, and she gave the ring back, and, you know, she's like, still something you need to tell her, you know. So I thought those things were pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, for rape scenes, I know, because y'all, you know, I know. You can fill it, you can share in the disdain for Rafe, like, since Marianne had to go.
Oh, I do. Can't stand them.
But anyway. And then I guess, like, even, I haven't seen this one yet, but I guess Eve and Brady are doing the horizontal tango.
Yeah, but then Eve found that Eve overheard Brady telling Chloe he's using a...
Oh, okay.
And now she's going to get him, and I hope she gets him good.
Oh, I had one thing that bothered... This is a little thing that has to do with Brady, and it kind of bothered me. Okay, so while he was at the at Doug's place, he and Eve crashed the New Year's Eve party, because they were hoping... He was trying to distract the Damiras so that she could go to Gabby and try to convince her to still go with her instead of Kate's company.
Yeah.
And Brady, you know, and Sonny, he was like, oh, yeah, Sonny told me invited me. Of course, Sonny hates Brady right now. So Sonny comes over and tells Chad, I didn't invite him. And they're like, okay, you need to get off the property now. And I wanted to say, Brady is like half owner, isn't he? I mean, like, didn't he loan Chloe the money for her half of Doug's place?
Yep.
So couldn't he have just said, well, technically I actually own half this place? But he didn't say that. He could have just said, hey, Chloe invited me. So anyway, I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, but at this point, Justin should run the company.
What's that?
Justin ought to run the company.
All these guys, I mean, these guys are pettier than high school, you know, middle school girls. Come on, people.
I know.
This is like a multi-billion-dollar transnational corporation, and they're acting like, you know, a couple of kids. So, anyway, I don't know. So, all righty. Well, anybody... Carrie, did you have any last thoughts for the last couple weeks that you wanted to share?
No, I kind of like Brady and Eve, and I'm glad they're playing it that Eve knows that Brady is conning her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look like a dumbass. Fool. Yeah, Brady is such a dumbass. He can't con anybody. He really needs to stop.
But he thinks he's all smart, like, hey, I'm fooling her. And it's like, nope, she's in on it already.
Yep.
Pretty funny. That is pretty funny. I can see Eric Marsoff going, yes, I'm finally the one that's behind something. And then he reads the next page and goes, damn.
Damn, foil again.
That was a rock, page 3.
Yep.
Oh, well, poor Brady.
Well, that's the thing. Brady doesn't know how to seduce somebody. He basically, he chased after her so hard, she knew he was up to something. He should have been more coy. He should have tried to entice her into making the first move. That's how you seduce somebody. That's what seduction is. Seduction is not, you know, basically grabbing her under the mistletoe and barging into her room half naked. I mean, could you be a little bit more obvious?
Yep.
I mean, good Lord. Talk about,
although he does have
one of
the nicest chests in the business. No,
I mean,
but,
she did it anyway, but she knows he's conning her.
Yep.
I'm going to say,
I do it anyway,
like,
too.
Con me again tomorrow night, dude. Jen, did you have any thoughts, final thoughts to wrap up?
Nope.
All righty. Well, I think we did a pretty good wrap-up of the last 2 weeks, and... two or three weeks, maybe. I don't remember now.
Yep.
But, well, thanks for calling in, Jen and Carrie. Glad that you got back from Charlotte okay, and everybody's survived the Christmas, New Year's craziness, and or got some relaxation.
Survived the cold.
Oh, yeah.
It's negative four right now where I'm at. It's negative four.
It was negative five a couple hours ago. I don't know how cold it is now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
The coldest it got here last weekend was negative seven with a negative wind chill of 23. That was as low as I saw it.
Oh, crap.
And so, you know, when they say this feels like is negative 23, I don't feel like going out.
Me either.
I went out. I ran errands to be able to stay in for a couple of days when I saw that forecast. I was like, oh, heck no, I'm not going anywhere.
I don't blame you.
It is New Year's. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. So, I had to go to work on Thursday, and I'm like,
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys get to dig out. I saw some. Was it Erie, Pennsylvania? I know that's not close to you, though, is it, Carrie? But
it's
that Erie, Pennsylvania had like five feet of snow or something?
Yeah.
Crazy? I don't know.
That
was
about 2 hours north of me. They did have about 4 to 5 feet of snow and the cold.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
I just can't even.
Not only you.
I would just be like, I surrender.
Yep, pretty much.
I surrender. White flag. There you go. I'm done. Just bury me in the snow. I'm not going. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lordy. Well, I'm glad everybody is safe and made it through and is still making it through. And hopefully we'll have some sort of a defrosting soon, maybe.
God,
I hear that it's going to be kind of mild for the rest of January or something, and then get bad again for February. So and it doesn't look like it's been snow. Is it just me, or is it still look like summer fall in Salem? I don't know. I could be wrong, but anyway.
Yep.
All
pretty
right.
Much. Well, we all got sleeveless shirts on.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
You too.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, bye. Bye.